You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Ready, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Because I said I'd tow it out to pasture this morning.
Oh, I just thought I'd add an extra support to the ramp. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, well, I'd be happy to take it out there, you know.
Oh, no, it's all right. Josh would have done it if he didn't have football, so Toby volunteered me.
I'll walk out with you anyway. Make sure nothing drops off on the way.
I'm sure it'll be fine, but it would be good to have someone keep an eye on it.
Here it is! Oh, the throbbing heart of our new business.
Are you pleased with it?
Oh, Bert's done a tremendous job. Hasn't he, Toby?
Oh, really good, Bert. Many thanks.
You're welcome. I enjoyed making it.
Is it all ready to go?
It is.
So, what are we waiting for? Let's hitch it up.
Right, you are.
And then you and Bert can follow Rex while I join Pip in the cab.
Careful round this bend.
All right.
Hey, we don't want to clip it on that fence.
Toby, the milk tanker gets up here. I think I can manage your bit of kit.
I'm just saying.
If you didn't trust me to tow it safely, why did you ask me?
I do trust you.
Bert was happy to do it. I don't know why you didn't ask him.
Okay. What's up?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Ah, don't give me that. Come on, tell your Uncle Toby.
It's Matthew.
Ah.
The last couple of days, we just haven't been connecting like before.
The glitter wearing off, is it?
It was so lovely when he came down for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but a month later...
We're both so busy, and, you know, when you're tired, it's easy to take things the wrong way.
It isn't just that, though, Pip.
What do you mean?
Well, don't get me wrong. I think Matthew's a really great guy, but that's half the problem.
What are you getting at?
Well, if you like him and find him attractive, so will other women.
No.
And they won't give a monkey's that he's got some vague thing with another girl 200 miles away.
He wouldn't.
Are you sure? He's young. He's fit and healthy. Skype can only do so much.
Of course, I'm sure.
You're both good people, but these long-distance things, they never work out. Oh, careful!
Ooh.
Oh.
What is it?
It's a car. Oh, no, it's all right, Rex. It's pulled in.
Oh, I was worried for a moment.
No, Pip's got plenty of room. Oh, it's Mrs. Tregoran.
Hello, Bert.
Morning.
So this is your famous creation, the mobile hen house. Morning.
Sorry, we're on your way.
Oh, don't worry. I'm just having lunch at the farmhouse. There's plenty of time. Oh, very impressive, I must say.
Thank you.
Don't worry, Bert. I'll keep an eye on it. You can catch us up.
It's quite a sight, isn't it?
It's a bit different, yeah.
Not exactly a thing of classic beauty, but you've obviously been hugely inventive.
Oh, I've done my best.
The good life meets Doctor Who.
Yes. Well, I'd better...
Sorry, don't let me hold you up. Shall I see you later?
Oh, yeah. Don't you worry, Mrs. Tregoran. I'll be able to put in a couple of hours this afternoon.
Best of luck.
Keep coming. A little bit further. Okay, is that clear at the rear, Bert?
Yep, plenty of room.
Okay, Pip, that'll do.
Is she okay?
Yeah, all in one piece.
Oh, what a relief. Well done, Bert. That's a solid piece of kit.
Oh, I done my best.
Be happy, Rex.
Oh, very. Thanks ever so much, Pip.
Oh, no problem. The wheels aren't braked, are they?
No.
We're going to use chocks. Toby's getting them now.
Oh, right you are.
Yeah. Okay, well, as soon as you've done that, we'll unhitch it and I'll take the tractor back.
Don't unhitch it yet.
No, I wasn't going to. I just said you should chock it first.
It looks even better in its proper home, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we can't thank you enough, Bert.
All we need now are our hens and it'll be all systems go.
Yeah. We'll get the final payment to you in a couple of days, if that's all right.
Yeah, Any time. Right then, well, as long as you're happy, I'll be getting on.
Well, if you wait for a minute, I'll be able to give you a lift back.
No, that's all right. A walk will do me good.
Is he all right?
Actually, I think it's a difficult day.
Right, let's get this contraption stable, and then we can get the electric netting up.
Bert.
Hello again.
I'm so sorry.
These flocks are getting a bit cramped. I thought I'd divide them up a bit.
Jill just reminded me what day it is.
Ah.
A year ago today.
Yeah.
I'd no idea. I'd never have let you come and work today if I'd known.
No, I wanted to, Mrs. Tregoran. I said a prayer for Frieda at this morning's service.
Yes, but...
No point sitting at home moping. Frieda wouldn't have wanted that.
I suppose not.
Keep busy. That's the ticket.
If you're absolutely sure.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Well, I so admire your spirit. That's the sort of thing that Linda's hoping to reflect in her garden project.
What?
Have you not heard? She's planning a new area that's going to be dedicated as a memorial to the flood.
What?
On behalf of the village. To mark what it went through and what it lost.
Well, that's just typical of that woman, isn't it?
Sorry?
Well, what gives her the right? Why should she be the one to decide how the village marks how we suffered?
Oh, well...
I know people had it hard, but no one lost more than me in that flood. No one.
No, of course not, Bert. I'm sure Linda doesn't mean to... Well, to... usurp your grief in any way.
She even got her dog back in the end.
I'm sure she means it very genuinely, as a public-spirited gesture.
Oh, yeah, she's full of those, but she always makes sure she's in the limelight because of them.
Well...
What?
She is planning to open the garden to the public in the summer.
Oh, like I say, typical.
Oh, try not to let it upset you, Bert. If I'd realised, I wouldn't have... Well... Not today, of all days.
Well, no, you wasn't to know, Mrs. Tregoran. And I'm sorry I flew off the handle.
You have a right to react in whatever way you want. Would you like to stop for a little while? Cup of tea?
No, I've not been working long. Maybe later.
All right, then. I have to get a few things from the Bridge Farm shops, so perhaps after that.
Yes.
Helen's husband seems very much in charge there now, ruling the roost.
Oh.
What do you make of him?
Well, Rob? Well, he seems a decent sort.
Yes?
Well, involved in the local community. He took on somebody else's child. That takes some doing.
Mm, yes, I'll give him that.
And, well, we all know Helen's got her problems, shall we say?
It must be challenging.
Yeah, he's a bit of a hero, if you ask me.
Interesting.
Why?
Nothing. It's just... I don't know. Probably just not my sort of man.
Get the fencer, will you, while I get this earth rod in?
Yeah. Oh. Exciting, isn't it?
All ready for our birds.
Well... It will be once the inspector gives us a go-ahead, Toby.
Of course he will.
Don't count your... Oh,
you were going to say don't count your chickens, weren't you?
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid that.
Hey, you know, it'll be fine, bro. Acres of quality pasture, craftsman-built hen house. Stick that clip on the fence.
Yeah. I'll just be happy when we've had the approval.
Is it tight?
Yep.
And...
Oh, I've got the tester somewhere.
Ah, no worries. This hammer's got a wooden handle. There. Yeah, she'll do. I'm starving. Pub?
I think we've earned it, don't you?
And while we're there, we can give Kenton and Jolene a bit of sales patter.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure about Jolene, though. Since she gave up caffeine for Lent.
Oh, yeah, handle with care.
Yeah. Maybe we should just ask to talk to their chef. Wayne, isn't it?
Yeah. What's going on there?
What do you mean?
Bit weird. Bloke working for his ex-wife and her new husband.
Oh, not everyone's exes hate their guts.
Not like mine, you mean.
You said it, Toby, not me.
Yeah. He seems all right anyway. Coming round to the tables, checking if people like the food. It's a nice touch.
Yeah, David said he's a big change from the last permanent chef. Bert's wife.
Yeah?
Yeah, kept very much to herself, apparently.
So we'll talk to Wayne then. Yeah. Hopefully he'll be a bit more open-minded than Susan Carter at the village shop.
Oh, she said she'd take a few boxes.
Yeah, very grudgingly.
I don't think we'll sell many compared with Josh's free range.
Well, they won't.
Well, they won't sell any unless they push them a bit. Oh, Rex.
What?
Things might be looking up for you on the pip front.
Oh, not again.
There's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, I told you, I'm happy just being Pip's friend.
Yeah, yeah, and the rest. I reckon Matthew the Magic Milker has found another comely dairymaid.
What gives you that idea?
From what Pip said, it sounds like things are fading fast. Love's young dream heading down the plug hole.
She's quite the romantic, isn't she?
Well, that's the type that gets hurt, badly and often.
Well, I feel sorry for her.
Rex.
Now, in a funny way, I feel sorry for Matthew too.
Oh, where's your killer instinct? Show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser.
Ah, yes. That's looking better.
Give them a chance to flourish now, won't it? And the plants I moved, I put in that border over there.
Lovely.
Did you get what you needed at Bridge Farm?
I did indeed. And I bumped into Christine at the shop.
Oh, yes.
She wondered if I wanted to join her and Peggy at the Maundy Thursday service at Felpersham Cathedral.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that was your sort of thing, Mrs. Tregoran. You ain't much of a churchgoer, are you?
She obviously still has hopes for my salvation.
Well, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner that repented.
Indeed. There is a recital in the afternoon. I said I might pop in for that. Sacred music can sometimes touch my doomed soul. So, are you ready for some tea now, Bert?
Oh, I think I could put away a cuppa, yes.
I am sorry about earlier.
Oh, no, don't mention it.
I really didn't mean to upset you.
No, you were just the messenger. It's Linda Snell who's upset me. No matter how nice and tasteful it's going to be, it's not for her to act on behalf of me or anybody else in this village.
No. I've been thinking about that, actually.
Oh, yes.
I'm not saying we should ask Linda to change her mind.
Oh, fat chance of that.
But this idea of dedicating a garden or part of a garden to the memory of the flood and to Frieda...
Yes?
It would be a lovely thing for you to do.
Oh.
With your own garden at the bungalow.
Actually, you know, that's not a bad idea.
It's all tangled.
Mummy?
Oh, I can't too long.
What is it, Mummy?
Helen.
Oh. Is there a key?
Daddy, what's happening?
It's all right, Henry. Mummy's just sleepwalking again. Nothing to worry about. Come on, Helen.
The grass needs cutting.
Darling, you're sleepwalking. Come with me.
It's tangled.
Daddy?
No, stay in bed, Henry. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, that's young Edward off.
Do what, Dad?
Edward's gone off to college.
What is it today?
Oh, just a foundation course for this spring qualification.
Oh, good for him.
He wasn't looking too happy about it.
Oh, I'm surprised. A Grundy in a college. It's like a mule in a discotheque. Nah, Edward will be fine.
Ah, well, that's what I told him.
You going to start the undercoat, then?
Said I would.
Yeah. All the stuff's at the far end.
Yeah. You got any primer? Need to put that on first.
It's primer and undercoat.
Yeah. You sure?
I'm sure. Uh-huh. Don't want to shell out on primer, we don't have to.
Here it is.
We want to make a profit on the job.
That's true. We enter charity.
Now we've got to buy this wood-burning stove and all.
Oh, yeah, you found one?
Oh, I found plenty. None at the right price.
What are you going to do then?
Oh, I thought I'd check out the salvage yards.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah, you got anything to stir this paint with?
Oh, probably some sticks there in the scrap tin. Still, at least I've got me party to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, that'll round the week off nicely.
What?
Week
don't end on a Tuesday.
Yeah, no. Forget I said anything.
Dad.
Well, when you said party, you meant meal, didn't you? Your birthday meal at the Bull.
Yeah. What else would I be talking about? What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
You got to tell me then.
No. Clary will kill me.
Is something else happening?
She's planning a surprise party this Friday.
Instead of the meal?
Oh, as well as...
What sort of party?
Barn dance up at Brookfield, Jolene calling, hog roast, cash bars of work.
Blimey!
Well, she's going to tell you at the meal, so make sure you act surprised, Eddie.
Oh, I'm gobsmacked.
We'll be gobsmacked tomorrow night as well.
Fantastic.
Oh, what a sweet toast.
Oh, I'll be cooking my own breakfast Wednesday morning.
There. What do you think of the fold-down bed?
Oh, looks a bit flimsy.
No.
What's it made of, it? Is it an old pasting table?
No, it's recycling. Linda's into all that sort of stuff.
Well, it don't look very secure to me. And very wide, is it?
Oh, it's all right. Well, as long as you lie on your side and breathe in.
Well, you should test it out, really. You got Robert and Linda Snell's weight and height?
It's not going to fit two of them. She never said nothing about it being a double bed.
Well, this is well. Well, I know they're a bit lovey-dovey, but they're in a married couple alive that could sleep that close.
Well, if they want to, in here, and Lord knows why they should, when they've got a massive big house at the other end of the garden, then one of them will have to go on the floor.
Oh, well, I still ain't sure that bed's going to be strong enough.
All right. I tell you what, I'm taking the digger of Ambridge Orsing to do this landscaping job. I could ask Linda how much you weighs while I'm up there.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's a tricky one, Eddie. With a question like that, you've got to be diplomatic.
You finished, Henry?
Nearly.
We need to get you off to school soon.
Morning.
Oh. How are you feeling?
Not great, to be honest.
Now you come and sit down. Cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
No, this is still pretty fresh.
I don't feel like I've slept at all.
So you don't remember what happened?
What?
Well, you were sleepwalking again. I found you in Henry's bedroom.
Oh, no. Did I wake you, darling?
Yeah.
Well, there was rather more than that, wasn't it, Henry? I'm afraid he found it rather disturbing.
Oh, Henry, I'm sorry.
You were frightened, weren't you?
I was all right.
Oh, you are being a brave boy. It was a bit more than that, wasn't it?
I didn't know what was happening.
Well, you better go and get your school jumper.
I've still got some porridge left.
Do as I say, please.
All right.
And then put your shoes on.
I will.
Close the door. Oh, that's so touching. He's trying to protect you.
What?
He was terrified, darling.
What happened?
You were standing right by his bed, looming over the poor child and saying the most horrible, abusive things to him.
What sort of things?
Well, to be honest, I don't like to repeat them, and I don't want to upset you more, but it was like something out of a horror movie.
Oh, my...
Sorry to have to tell you, but obviously you need to know. Now, where are you going?
I have to tell you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no,
whatever
no, no, no.
I said.
Sit down. Sit down, Helen. What he needs now is normality.
Surely
not having it all dug up again, just as he goes to school.
Right.
Now, drink some tea.
I just feel so awful about
it. It's not your fault. But as I said, it does emphasise that you need some professional help.
Yes.
So I phoned the hospital first thing. We've brought forward your appointment with the perinatal psychiatrist.
When?
Today, 11:30. They had a cancellation.
Oh.
This isn't just about eating anymore. It goes much deeper.
Yes.
So I'm sure you agree, we've got to deal with it immediately.
Ah, Eddie, good timing.
Morning, missus.
Joe, I thought Eddie was doing this job.
Yes, I am, I'm here.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, no offence, Joe, but,
Hey, don't worry, Linda, you're dealing with the dairyman, not the cowpatch.
Here.
So why are you here, Joe?
I just come along for the ride, like.
I see. Now, Eddie, you do remember what we agreed, don't you?
Of course.
Because I don't want a repeat of our misunderstanding over the shepherd's
hut. No worries, I got your sketch.
Now, the rose arbour from here to here.
Yes.
And the land around it levelled for the raised beds. And then over here, the new border.
Easy as pie.
Right. Well, I have to walk Scruff now, so I...
Before he goes, Mrs...
Yes?
I got a question for you.
Dad!
Well, it's a matter of some delicacy.
Really?
Now, I know the lady likes to keep her feminine mysticary, but we need to know how much you weigh.
What?
It's for this bunk I'm fixing up for you.
So if you could just tell us, I mean, just to the nearest half stone...
Absolutely not.
Well, it's a matter of health and safety, really.
I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to make an estimate, Joe.
Oh, I don't know about that. Last time I tried to guess a woman's weight, I got a slap in the face.
What?
Chapel out into Weston, 1963. Old long story.
Well, if you don't want history to repeat itself...
Oh, don't worry, Linda. We'll sort it out somehow.
Please make sure you do, without intruding on my privacy. Now, I really must...
Now, just one more thing.
What?
Well, if you could... rustle up a couple of mugs of tea.
Joe!
And maybe some biscuits.
But you haven't even started the job yet.
Well, I'm an old man.
Well, you didn't have to come here. Oh, very well. But I'll want to see good progress when I get back from my walk.
You will, don't worry. So, that was diplomacy, was it?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Don't let Bert Fry know you're doing this. He ain't at all happy about her plans for this memorial garden.
Well, I can't help that.
What with that and him rattling around that bungalow of his, he ain't too cheerful at the moment.
He ain't going to hear it from me. You're the blabbermouth.
No, I ain't.
One word, Dad. Surprise, birthday, party.
Helen Titchener.
Yes, that's me.
All right, now, just remember what we said.
I will.
You take as long as you need with a psychiatrist. I'll be right here waiting for you.
Well, it ain't looking bad, Eddie.
All right, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, a bit of the end needs to be a bit higher.
Oh, it won't take long to sort that.
Yeah. I reckon a snail woman will be well pleased with that.
Yeah, she should be.
Hey, and I've been thinking about testing out that book.
Oh, not that again.
What about we get some bags of spuds? Well, she can't be heavier than a couple of sacks of King Edward.
My goodness.
Hello, Linda.
You have made progress.
Good walk.
Yes, thank you. Scruff and I went up past Hollow Tree.
Oh, yeah.
Rex Fairbrother showed me their new mobile hen house.
Yeah. Did you like the wheels?
Oh, I didn't really notice them.
Very nice wheels, they are.
Oh, well, if you say so. I must admit it does leave a little to be desired from an aesthetic standpoint, but I am fully behind their system of production.
Mm.
Oh, yes, I wish them every success, and I've confirmed my order.
You'll be buying their eggs, then?
Oh, yes.
Any road, what do you think of this, Linda? I'm going to raise that end there.
It's very promising, Eddie. And can you make sure this bank is all at an even slope?
No problem.
That's where the stone will go with the carving, Resurgam. Of course, the choice of font is exercising me somewhat.
You want a font?
Of course, Joe.
Well, for baptisms and that.
What?
Aren't they going to be in a church?
No, not that sort.
If you want a font, I got some pretty big bird baths. I could probably adapt one, make it more religious-like.
No, I don't mean a water container. A font, the typeface.
Oh, the lettering.
Yes.
Oh, so a bird bath ain't a bad idea.
Thank you.
Darling.
Oh, Rob.
It's all right. It's all right. Come on, let's get you home. So, what did you tell the psychiatrist?
What we said about how I've been behaving.
Out of character?
Yep. Shouting at Mum. Frightening Henry.
Mm-hmm. And did you tell her about Friday?
Of course.
Attacking me physically?
Yes.
Well done. That can't have been easy to admit to a stranger.
No.
So what did she say?
Well, she offered me antidepressants.
Goodness. She obviously thinks it's serious, then.
I was surprised, to be honest, with me being pregnant.
Well, there's clearly a real issue here.
She talked through the pros and cons of using them during pregnancy and when breastfeeding.
Right.
But I really don't want to start taking drugs unless it's absolutely necessary.
It's a measure of how far things have gone, darling, if it's come to this.
Well, she gave me the prescription anyway. And some information to look at before I decide.
Yeah, good.
And she's referred me for cognitive behavioural therapy.
Is there a waiting list for that?
Given the circumstances, she thought only a few weeks.
I see.
Oh, Rob, I am so sorry. This must be awful for you.
No, 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 no. It's not about me.
I'm just so lost.
I can't help it. It's a sickness. Darling, you're ill.
Fallon's tea room.
Oh, very nice.
Coffee with Carol. Do you want anything from the shop while I'm there?
I think we're okay for veg, aren't we, Jill?
Shall I just see if there's anything nice?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, great. Pip's going to help me with this dry run.
Which lot are these?
They're the heifers who are going to calve soon. We want to get them used to going through the parlour before they're in milk.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy.
I'm sure it all seems very strange to them.
Yeah, we need to get them thinking, ooh, I know what's in that weird building. Scrummy dairy nuts.
I'll leave you to it. Best of luck.
Thanks. Right. Do you want to go the other side then, Pip?
Okay. Come on then. In you go.
Nothing to be scared of. On you go.
Ah, no.
It's all right. Can you give me a hand with her?
Yep. This is going to take forever.
It's about time we set Lillian up with a desk in her bedroom. This is meant to be our kitchen table, not the Amside Nerve Centre.
I'll mention it to her when she's back from the Dower House.
Oh, what's she doing there?
Oh, supervising the decorators. Oh, she's had offers on both those properties.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Both below the asking price, so she's having a think.
Right, well...
Oh, Brian, Mum wondered if we wanted to go to a recital with her. Felpersham Cathedral on the 24th.
I really can't think about that now, darling. I need to get to this board meeting.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, best of luck, darling.
Oh, with Justin pulling the strings, I doubt that luck will have anything to do with it.
OK, Pip, open the gate.
Out you go, then. Oh, come on.
Go on, miss.
How's it been? Hard work.
It's their first time. We knew it wasn't going to be easy.
When will you do them again?
Tomorrow.
Hopefully it won't be so much of a struggle. How is Carol?
Sparkling as usual. She's persuaded me to go with her to Linda's rehearsal.
For the pageant?
Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to perform. She thinks Linda may be glad of some behind-the-scenes help.
I'll take this lot back to pasture.
OK.
I'll see you later.
Bye. We saw Pat briefly.
Uh-huh.
I think she's a bit worried about Helen.
Really?
Pat said she was fine, but Carol's antennae were twitching. You know how perceptive she is. And to my surprise, Kirsty served us.
In the tea room?
Apparently, she's doing the occasional shift there now.
Oh.
And speaking of tea, I expect you could do with one.
I wouldn't say no.
Though we mustn't touch Ben's birthday cake till he's back from school.
It's not that great.
It's super, Ruth.
Oh, well, 14. It might be the last time he wants a cake iced by his mum.
He was pleased with his presents this morning.
He's threatening to buy one of those mini drones with his birthday money.
Really? What for?
Just because he fancies one.
Doesn't seem long since he was asking for a train set. Nearly as tall as his father now.
He answered the phone to a feed rep the other day. The guy thought he was David.
Pip didn't seem herself this morning.
No. I think things with Matthew are a bit strained.
Oh, yeah.
She was so happy when he visited, but it seems to have worn off now.
Eddie Grundy did the landscaping.
Oh, was it all right?
It was, actually, Jennifer. Much quicker than I expected.
So you're ready to start planting, then?
Well, to be honest, I haven't quite finalised my plans. I thought I'd have a few more days. But for the arbour, I definitely want New Dawn.
Mm.
To symbolise the community moving on from the flood.
Indeed.
And the focus of the whole area will be a stone tablet with the single word Resurgam. I shall rise again.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
It's above the south door of St Paul's Cathedral.
Yes, well, obviously I knew that. It sounds a wonderful idea.
I've been in touch with a stonemason in Felpersham, but of course he can't go ahead until I've settled on a font.
Surely any nice classic font will do.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, he must have some standard ones.
Oh, for gravestones, yes. But that's precisely the opposite of what I want to portray.
Oh, yes, oh, I see.
Yes, it's a conundrum.
Ta-ra! Oh. You are looking at
Hello, Linda.
Good afternoon.
Well, looking at what?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, go on, Brian.
Well, all right. The newly reinstated chair of Borchester Land.
Oh, well done, darling.
I'm quite pleased, I must admit.
Evidently. Resurgam indeed.
So, there are one or two people I'm going to take great delight in emailing.
Oh, before you do...
Yeah?
Well, Linda and I have been talking about the Village Hall reopening.
Oh, have you now?
We have indeed. In particular, the pageant play that's going to mark it.
And do you know who she's got to take part?
Justin Elliott, no less.
Ooh, that's brave of him.
Well, he does want to get more involved in local activities.
And there's a perfect part for you too, Brian.
Me?
You and Jennifer, actually.
Oh, no. Amateur theatricals aren't my thing.
Well, you won't have to learn lines. Everyone will be reading their parts with accompanying tableau. And given your recent elevation, how appropriate for such a prominent citizen to give something back to the community.
And Adam's probably going to be involved too, and Kate.
Shoulder to shoulder with the great panjandrum of Damara Capital.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Oh, go on then, if Justin's doing it.
Excellent. Well, now, I'm due back at work in 10 minutes, so I must take my leave, but I'll see you at the church at 7:30.
Jolly good. Which day?
Tonight.
What? Oh, that's a bit short notice.
Well, have you a prior engagement?
Well...
No, he doesn't. We'll be there, Linda.
Good. We'll read through the play and, I'd also like to brainstorm who we might approach to officially open the hall. I've promised the local media a celebrity.
Do you have a shortlist?
Well, I do have some possible names, not including Jean Harvey.
Jean?
Who, since her appearance in Calendar Girl, seems to think she's Dame Edith Evans Redux. And who has put her name forward on more than one occasion.
Very unsurprising. Now, let me get the door for you.
Oh, thank you. And congratulations again on your good news.
Oh, thank you. See you tonight.
Anon.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, it is good news, is it?
Well, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, Justin's a very wily man. It's bound to be an ulterior motive.
Don't you worry, darling. I can handle Justin. Tell you what I'm more concerned about.
What?
Agreeing to be directed in a play by a woman who says anon.
Caslon? Garamond?
I really want something a little more de nos jours, Jim.
So Baskerville would be out then. Shame, given its local connection.
Local?
Designed in Birmingham.
Oh.
Gil Sands.
Too plain.
Avant-garde.
Too avant-garde.
It's a tricky one, isn't it, Linda?
I know. My head's swimming. I'm seeing fonts in my sleep.
Well, this engraving is going to be there for a very long time. It's a big decision.
Evening.
Oh.
Hello, Jill.
Good evening, Jill.
Carol thought I should come to get an idea for the costumes.
Excellent. They also serve who only stand and sew.
I'd rather do it sitting down, if that's all right with you.
And Carol is coming, isn't she?
Yes, she's on her way.
Oh, good. So we will have our second guest. I'm afraid we will have to do without Ed and Emma Grundy this evening.
Ed and Emma?
They were arriving at the ball for Eddie's birthday dinner just as I left.
Is this really Ed's sort of thing?
I'm confident he'll bring a robust authenticity to the part of Jack.
And who's Emma playing?
Jill.
Jack and Jill?
Not the ones you're thinking of. No vinegar or brown paper required.
Ah, here are our latest recruits.
Evening all.
Hello, how are you?
Jim, would you mind handing out the script so people can start to familiarise themselves with it?
My pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Right now, everybody. The plan is that after tonight's rehearsal, we'll have two more next week. Jim will take the part of the recorder.
He's a sort of chorus.
Yes. And I have Justin down to play Jeremiah, but he can't be here.
Oh, can't he?
So, Jill, would you mind reading in for him?
Oh,
just for tonight, I promise.
Oh, all right, then.
Brian and Jennifer, I'd like you to be Squire and Mrs. George.
What? Typecasting. England's green and pleasant land can be preserved for centuries to come. If you will make the effort now.
Oh. Very good, yeah. Jim. And well done, everyone. A sterling first effort.
Linda?
Yes?
I must say, having read the play, I'm not sure about taking part.
Oh, you must.
You were so good.
To the manner born, one might say.
Yes, I mean, no, it's not so much Squire George. He seems to want to do his best, but this part you've got Justin down to play.
Jeremiah. Oh, very well read, Jill, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, he's basically the bad guy, isn't he? He just wants to pillage the countryside for profit.
And your point is?
Well, that isn't how Justin feels about the land.
Oh?
Brian, Justin's involvement in the enterprise is purely as a performer. He will be playing a part.
Any resemblance to persons alive or dead
is purely coincidental, exactly. No inference should be made from his casting, or indeed anyone's.
Well, if you're sure.
I am. So, if there are no more questions? Good. Full rehearsal next Wednesday.
Tomorrow week.
That's right. Same time, same place.
Right.
Oh, and thank you all for your suggestions for a celebrity to open the hall. Food for thought.
Oh, what a performance, Linda. Butter wouldn't melt.
I'm sorry.
This is a political play. And you're not going to tell me that your casting isn't a political act.
I don't know what you mean, Jim.
All right, have it your own way.
It is very prescient of E.M. Forster, though, isn't it?
When was it written?
1940. As those brave pilots fought above the South Downs, Forster threw down a gauntlet to those who would only exploit the land for profit.
It's also quite an effective history lesson, if a little simplistic.
It certainly explains how we got to where we are today, with super-rich landowners on one hand.
Justin Elliot, for instance?
You said that, not me. And the likes of the Grundys on the other.
Who were disenfranchised centuries ago.
There's a lot to be gained from such a little play.
It's an interesting choice.
Mm. I'm sure Ambridge will get the message.
Sorry, I'll turn this down a bit.
I didn't mean to intrude.
Oh, believe me, Gran, you haven't interrupted anything.
Thought you might like a piece of Ben's birthday cake for supper.
Oh, thank you. Oh, sit down.
I'll pop it here, Pip.
Thanks.
So, a quiet evening then?
Very.
How are things with Matthew?
Not good.
No. I thought they might not be.
Being separated is so difficult.
I sympathise. And you're both farmers too.
What do you mean?
It can be hard for relationships, even when you're on the same farm, let alone hundreds of miles away.
Tell me about it.
But I've seen you two together. And I'm sure you'll get through this difficult patch.
I'd like to believe that, Gran. But at the moment, oh, I just don't know.
And 200 grams of Borsetshire blue, please.
Certainly.
I can cut it for you.
No, no, you stay there.
It's probably Alistair's favourite cheese, Helen.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, Jim likes it too. This piece won't last long, I can tell you.
Well, you know where to come when you run out, Sheila.
Indeed.
So, where would the village be without your donkey procuring skills?
Well, it's only twice a year. Nativity and Palm Sunday.
And haven't you done donkey rides at Lower Loxley?
Yeah, very occasionally.
200 grams, was it?
Please.
About there, I think.
Is there anything I can get you while Rob's doing that?
Sit down, Helen. Honestly, Sheila, she begged me to bring her over here.
Desperate for a change of scene.
And I did so on the strict understanding that if I brought her to the shop, she wasn't to lift a finger. And look at her.
Old habits die hard.
I wasn't thinking of shifting sacks of spuds or anything.
I'm very pleased to hear it.
I think I've got everything anyway.
That's just over. 342?
Oh, that's fine. Jim's got a major role in Linda's pageant play, England's Pleasant Land.
This is the extravaganza she has planned for the village hall reopening.
Yeah, they had their first rehearsal last night. He said it went very well, although there was something.
What?
Well, I don't know. He just seemed amused in some way. He can be annoyingly mysterious at times. Anyway, I said I'd help Mum with the costumes.
That's nice of you.
We're hoping we'll be able to track down what was in the old costume store. There isn't much time. I hope you'll both come along and see it.
I did say that Henry and I might take Mum. So that's everything, is it, Sheila?
Yes, thank you. You're not tempted, Helen?
Sitting for all that time in a draughty hall isn't ideal for Helen at the moment.
I suppose not. They still haven't sorted out who's going to do the official opening. Various celebrity names bandied around, but no consensus.
A dozen plain and a dozen... Oh, Helen.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, Sheila.
Afternoon.
I didn't know you were here, love.
Rob brought me over.
Right, well, it's lovely to see you. Maybe if you've got time, you could come over to the house and we could have a couple.
Actually, I was just going to pop over to the tea room and see how Fallon and Emma are getting on.
Oh, well, maybe after you've done that?
Yep, probably.
Well, I'll be in the dairy. Just let me know when you're free.
OK.
Don't be long, darling.
I won't.
Right, well, I'll just...
So, anything else, Sheila?
Actually, I'll have half a dozen eggs, please.
Oh, no problem.
Will you be stocking the Fairbrothers' eggs when they're on stream?
Well, we will have a few boxes, strictly on a trial basis.
I think they're hoping to have some ready in a couple of weeks.
That's 21.25, please.
Oh, I've probably got that exactly.
Yeah, I must say they're being a bit optimistic with their pricing. Would you pay a pound a box more than these?
Ooh.
Is it a pound more, Rob?
Oh, nearly.
That is quite steep. I think I'd need to know a bit more about the health benefits.
Mm.
Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
Say goodbye to Helen from me.
Yeah, I will.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
It's not just health benefits, of course. They are very high welfare, too.
Well, so are the ones we already stocked, Pat.
I think it's worth a try, anyway.
Well, Tom's committed us now. He does seem very pally with those Fairbrother boys. I hope it hasn't influenced his commercial judgment.
I'm sure it hasn't.
Yeah. Well, as you say, it's worth a try. Obviously, I'll give them as big a push as I can. Then we'll see if the sales justify it.
Helen! Hi! I haven't seen you in ages.
No, I've, Emma said that Kirsty was working here today.
Yeah, she is.
Could I have a word?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, she's not here at the moment.
Oh.
Well, once the lunchtime rush was over, I asked her to nip into Borchester to get some Easter supplies. She probably won't be long, though. Could you wait for a bit?
Yeah, for a little while.
Well, have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Can I get you something to eat?
Oh, no, thank you, Fallon.
A drink, then. We're doing a nice cinnamon hot chocolate at the moment.
Oh, sounds lovely, but... No, just a chamomile tea, please.
Aha!
Hello.
I thought I'd missed you. I was going to put a note through the door.
Just trying to fight off the middle-aged flab.
Very impressive.
Oh, not really. Only went to the end of the garden and back.
I don't believe that for a moment. So, Richard, being fitness conscious, would you pay a premium price for grass-fed eggs?
Eh?
For eggs from grass-fed hens, that is.
Oh, I might go for a jog now and again, but when it comes to dirt, I'm not exactly Mr. Clean. Why'd you ask?
Well, I was just talking about it at Bridge Farm. I don't know if you know the Fairbrothers. They're setting up a new egg enterprise at Hollowtree.
Oh, is that why Howell's Moving Castle has just appeared in one of the fields?
I'm sorry?
Howell's... It's a film that Sasha likes. Oh. Well, used to like. It's hard to keep up.
Oh, yes, Elizabeth mentioned that Sasha turned up here last week.
Hmm.
Do I take it things are a bit tricky at the moment?
Yeah, they are, I'm afraid. Have you got time for a coffee? I could bring you up to speed, if you're interested.
Oh, yes, I am.
I'll put something on over this running gear.
Oh, there's no need to bother on my account.
I rang Kirsty, but it went to voicemail.
Oh, I suppose if she's driving.
I'm sure she won't be long now.
Thanks, Fallon.
Can I join you while we're quiet?
Of course.
Usually get a few mums and kids after the school bus drops off.
Sure.
Are you looking forward to Friday?
Friday?
Eddie's 65th. Barn dance at Brookfield?
Oh. This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh. I'm sure that Emma said that you and Rob were invited.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Mum's doing the calling for the dances, so I'm running the bar with Kirsty. Cash bar, obs. The Grundys aren't going to buy drinks for all of Ambridge.
No. Well, thank you for mentioning it.
No worries. Should be a wild old night.
Mm. And what have you got planned for Easter? Here, I mean.
Oh, well, we're doing some special Easter cakes and we've got a couple of egg decorating classes. That should bring in a few punters.
Yeah.
Helen.
Oh.
You still here?
Yes.
You've been ages. I'm sure Fallon's got better things to do than to keep you entertained.
I don't mind, Rob.
Well, that's very good of you. Anyway, Mum's here.
Ursula?
Yeah, she's come to take you home.
Now?
So come on. Stir your stumps.
I was just about to have something to eat.
Well, she can make you a snack at home.
But I've
just... keep her waiting. Not after she's made a special trip.
Okay.
How much do I owe for the tea, Fallon?
Oh, no, don't be silly. It's all in the house.
Thanks.
And I'll tell...
Yeah, bye then. Best of luck on Friday.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
That's the ticket.
She didn't have to come specially.
Well, you don't have to wait until we close. This way she can drop you at home and then collect Henry.
Oh, Helen, are you going?
Yes, Ursula's given me a lift.
Oh, all right.
In you get, darling.
See you soon, love.
Sorry, I couldn't stop.
There. Bye-bye.
Is Helen avoiding me?
No, Pat, why would she be doing that?
What? She gave me a terrible tongue-lashing last week about her birthing plan. It was quite a shock.
Well, I didn't want to worry you, but...
What?
Well, I suppose it's best you know. Her behaviour's been increasingly erratic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Psychiatrist is very concerned. In fact, she's prescribed antidepressants.
Is that safe when Helen's pregnant?
Well, so far she's not been taking them, but it's a measure of how serious things have got.
Poor love.
Yeah.
And how awful for you.
Oh, well.
If there's anything we can do, please let us know.
I will, Pat. Thank you.
Is that coffee all right?
Oh, yes, it's fine.
I shouldn't have offered you decaf instead.
No. No, it's Jolene who's given up caffeine. I've given up alcohol, only for Lent. And every week I tot up what I might have spent and pop it in the biscuit tin at the back of the church.
Good for you.
It's frightening.
I haven't got any decaf anyway.
So, Sasha.
Yes. You know, we had a pretty tense Christmas, trying to play happy families.
Mm.
Well, it's no easier when Chloe and I are apart. Sasha gets onto me, moaning about her mother. So I try to intercede, and Chloe gives me a completely different version of events. So then I go back to Sasha, who throws a hissy fit. And this week, they're at odds over a Little Mix concert in Birmingham this Friday, which, according to Sasha, all her friends are going to. And if she misses it, she might as well never set foot in school again. And I'm saying, fine, go, I'll pay. But Chloe thinks that's me interfering.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, it'll work itself out.
What are your plans for Easter?
Chloe and Sasha are going away over the Easter weekend.
So are you doing anything on the Sunday?
No, I'm just planning to veg out here with a box set or two.
Would you like to come over to ours for lunch?
On Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds much less hermit-like. Very generous of you.
It'll be nice to have your company.
Will Dan be there?
Oh, I hope so. That is the plan. But with all the tensions in the world...
Oh, he's not likely to be whisked off at that short notice, is he?
Oh, who knows? I try not to ask too many questions, and to be fair, he has just come back from a regimental rugby tour.
Oh, South Africa, wasn't it?
Mm.
When did he get back?
Yesterday. He was full of it.
I bet he was. What a wonderful experience.
But he's off on exercise to Salisbury Plain next week.
Back to proper soldiering.
Mm. He keeps telling me he's still in training, that they wouldn't send him on deployment yet, but you can't help worrying, can you?
It's a parent's job.
Oh, I'm sure his girlfriend worries too.
Well, that's still... Dorothy, who we met at his birthday party.
Yes, still going strong, though Alistair and I have yet to meet her.
True love, is it?
True love. I really don't know, Richard. Perhaps you could tell me what that is.
You're not asleep already, are you?
No.
Good. Remember, I'm taking Mum on that outing tomorrow.
Haven't forgotten.
Show her the sights of Borsetshire, such as they are. Oh, gosh, you're cold. I know a way to warm you up.
Rob.
Well, what is it?
Nothing, I'm just tired.
I know what it is. You're feeling guilty, aren't you?
What?
About hitting me. It's all right, darling. I forgive you. It's in the past.
Don't.
It's all forgotten. Oh, I love you.
Rob, please.
I love you more than anything in the world.
No.
Lord, Ruth!
Sorry.
You're hoping to collect on my life insurance?
Now, there's a thought.
Oh, I didn't expect anyone else to be up this time in the morning.
Why aren't you in the parlour?
Why are you in here?
I wanted to check on this lot. When I looked in last night, some of them looked ready to carve.
Yeah, well, I thought the same thing. So I popped in here before milking and, well, see for yourself.
All of them?
All five.
And you didn't have...
I didn't lift a finger. This is how I found them, suckling their mums.
David, that's amazing.
3 heifer calves and 2 bulls.
And all healthy?
Thriving. Yeah, well, I was so chuffed
You've just been standing here gawping at them.
Couldn't drag myself away.
Oh, you big softy.
I know. Pathetic, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. Come here, you. Oh, it is a fantastic sight, isn't it?
Do you know, I can't remember a more stress-free calving time.
Well, it's all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm. And a very fine plan it is.
Thanks. Now, come on, Mr. Emotional. Don't you think you better start the milking?
Right. Henry's buckled in.
Good.
Mum, we're ready.
I'm just getting my bag.
So we'll drop him at school and then head off. Helen?
Yes, fine.
Yeah, we'll make sure we're back in time for school pickup. You don't need to worry about anything. Just have a nice, easy day.
Right. Yeah, I am. Did you put those snacks in the car, Robert?
Yes, we're well provisioned.
Good. Oh, you don't look very well, Helen.
Don't I?
Did you sleep all right?
No, not really.
If I were you, I'd go straight back to bed.
Yes, I was just saying.
And then hopefully you'll feel a bit more yourself by the time we get back.
Mm. Yeah, that's good advice, darling. You take care. And we'll see you later.
Yes. Bye. Bye, dear.
Bye.
Not bad weather for it anyway.
No, it could be worse.
Hold on.
Helen?
I'm here.
Oh, Kirsty.
Hi.
Oh, I thought Robert had forgotten something.
No, he's gone. I just saw them driving off.
Where's your car?
At work. I came over the field.
Okay.
It's, it seemed like a nice day for a walk.
Yeah.
Early morning walk. So can I come in?
Sorry, yes, of course.
Fallon said you called in yesterday at the tea room, but I missed you.
Yeah, I had to...
You were whisked away, she said.
Well, Ursula...
Helen, what on earth's going on? I'm sorry to say this, but you look absolutely terrible.
Oh.
Helen?
Oh, Kirsty.
Morning!
Oh, hi, Pip. You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. How are you getting on here?
Almost done.
I just came in to say I'm going to clear the barn out ready for Eddie's party.
Oh, I thought we were going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, but Breck said he'd give me a hand. He's had a bit of a loose end until their hens arrive next week.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
Yeah.
Should be a great party. Looking forward to it?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to go, Dad.
What?
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, if I'm sorting the barn, are you all right to run the new heifers through here with Mum? The ones we did yesterday?
Yeah, that'll be all right. Soon as I've had some breakfast, we'll crack on.
There you go. Drink this.
Don't you want one?
No, I'm all right.
Oh. Thank you.
So come on, then. What's going on?
I think I'm going mad.
When you say...
I don't know who I am anymore. I'm upsetting Rob, Mum, Henry, Ursula. Just getting everything wrong.
Are you sure it's you?
I've been trying to tell myself it's just my hormones, but this isn't normal.
Other pregnant women don't...
Don't what?
Well, last week I completely lost it with Mum. Just screamed at her like some demented thing.
What about?
And then Rob and I were having a row and...
Yeah?
I attacked him, Kirsty. Physically attacked him. He had to slap me to bring me to my senses.
Hang on. He hit you?
Only because I was going for him.
So, let me get this clear. Did you hit him at all?
No.
But he hit you?
Well, just a slap, but only in self-defence.
No, Helen. No. No, there's never any excuse for a man hitting you. Especially one who's meant to love you.
Oh, he does love me. He does. I really shouldn't have mentioned it.
Yes, you should.
It was
you
my
must.
Fault. Like I say, I'm all over the place at the moment. I'm getting some therapy soon, and I'm sure that'll help.
How soon?
A few weeks.
Well, what about until then?
Just saying it out loud to you helps. About how I am, I mean.
Well, you know you can always talk to me.
Thank you.
And I really think you should talk to Pat, too.
No. No, I can't.
She's your mum.
Things are too bad between us, Kirsty. I just couldn't. Not at the moment.
Okay. But you should tell someone about what Rob's done to you.
No, 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 honestly. I brought it on myself.
Oh,
and
Helen,
you mustn't
no.
breathe a word to anyone. Please. Not Mum, not anyone.
It's not right.
Swear to me. Promise. Promise.
I'm really not comfortable.
Please, Kirsty. I'm begging you.
All right.
The housemaster will just be a couple of minutes.
I was wondering if we might meet your housemaster. Mr. Adams, was it?
I'm sure he's long gone. Ah, it's so strange to be back here.
I expect it is.
I know it's a cliche, but everything really does seem so much smaller. These cloisters, in my mind, it was a vast length of vaulted ceilings.
Well, they seem to have moved with the times, lots of computers and things.
Yeah, well, it's still got an excellent academic record.
We were very pleased with the teaching when you were here, and that master seems very simpatico.
Yes. Yeah, they talk a lot about their pastoral care on the website. And the sport. Henry would get a much better grounding. But Loxley Barrett, it seems to be all beanbags and that silly parachute thing.
I'm sure he'd absolutely thrive here.
Easter weekend is effectively the start of the season for Lower Loxley, so you can imagine how busy Elizabeth is.
What was the problem then?
Well, it looks like one of the follies was damaged over the winter. Elizabeth's sorting it anyway.
How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
A lot easier than yesterday. Now they know there are dairy nuts in here for them.
Great!
Some of them still a bit nervous.
We had one or two skittering across the yard, but a lot fewer than yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
I'm getting the hang of it.
Good. Look, I've got something to ask you.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, you know Rex has been helping me clear this barn.
Uh-huh, how's that going?
It's gone, really. Just needs a good sweep out now.
Oh. Great, Nick and Emma will be over to decorate it tomorrow.
But while we were working, I was chatting to him about Matthew. Oh, he's such a great mate. Rex, I mean.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
He was saying if he was Matthew, he'd be just as frustrated with the situation as I am.
So?
And we've just got to make the effort to see more of each other. So I was wondering, could you spare me for a few days next week so I can go up to Cumbria?
What do you think, Ruth?
Like I say, I think we've got the herd in hand. And I'm sure Matthew would appreciate it.
I bet he would.
So, yeah. Come on, then.
Fantastic. I'll ring him straight away. Oh, thank you.
It's all right.
It's so sweet, isn't it?
Do you want to let this lot out?
Will do.
So, they're milking well and calving well. But are they going to make us any money?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, David. But so far, so good.
And the boys, weren't they delightful?
They certainly reflect very well on the school.
So polite and confident. What a wonderful opportunity for Henry to give him the chance to grow up like those children.
Well, it's very generous of you and Dad to make it possible.
Well, what's money for if it's not to make sure your family have the very best chances in life?
You know, if we make good time, we might genuinely have a chance to do a bit of sightseeing before we pick him up.
Oh.
Bearfield Manor's worth a look around.
I'm not really that bothered, darling. Perhaps if we could just find somewhere nice for lunch.
Yeah, all right then. Henry's problem is not having had a father in his first few years, no proper role model.
I'm sure you've done your best, Robert.
Well, I've tried, certainly. But the environment that school can offer, that's really going to make up for it. Have you met Brian Aldridge?
Jennifer's husband?
Yeah, he's got a son from, another relationship.
Ooh, how very modern.
Rory, that's the boy, had a very feminised upbringing, far longer than Henry. But he's been away at school for, 4 or 5 years now, and Brian says it's done him the world of good.
There you are, then.
Of course, Helen will miss Henry.
Oh, at first. That's inevitable.
I will, too.
I used to cry buckets when we dropped you and Miles off.
Did you?
Well, of course, I kept it from you, darling. I didn't want you upset as well, but you get over it. And so will Helen. She just needs to ask herself what's best for the boy.
Yes.
And she'll have the baby by then. It means she can really focus on my little grandson.
Yeah. And Henry will be home for the holidays and some weekends, of course.
Absolutely. So, when are we going to take him to see his new school?
Well, they're about to break up, so early in the new term.
Splendid. He's going to love it.
Thanks, Mum, for everything. The fees, coming and looking after Helen.
Oh, you're welcome. She's not always the easiest of people.
No.
But I've enjoyed it.
I do think, though, perhaps now we could do with a little space. I'm sure Dad must be getting fed up of cooking for himself.
You'd like me to go home?
Well, don't get me wrong.
No, not at all. I am missing my friends, I must admit. And Easter's coming up. It'd be nice to be back home for that.
Good.
But if you need me...
No, absolutely. I'll call immediately.
Before I go, we do need to persuade Helen about our plans for Henry.
No, don't you worry about that. Leave it to me.
There you go.
Eddie?
Yeah?
Someone to see you.
All right, mate. Alf, what are you doing here?
I invited him to your birthday party.
Blimey.
And he's going to stay with us for a few days.
If that's all right with you. Yeah, of course. Blimey.
Well, at least that's a proper surprise.
Well, it's good to see you, Alf.
You too, bro.
Okay, if I leave you to it for a bit?
Yeah, sure.
Expect you've got a lot of catching up to do.
Thanks, Clary.
So, how are you doing?
Oh, you know,
has, what's her name, Steffi come with you?
No, we ain't together no more. No, she went off with the dry cleaner.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been on my tod now for, 8 months.
Well, like I say, it's good to see you.
It's weird coming back here.
I bet.
Eddie, I know you ain't been much of a brother. And when I think of some of the stuff I did...
Oh, Alfie.
Look, taking cash from William's money box, it makes me cringe.
That's in the past.
But, mate, I want to make it up to you.
It's all forgotten. Oh, come here.
And is it safe for you to talk?
Oh, yes, I'm in my bedroom. Yeah, it's fine, but it's not about me. I'm calling about a friend.
Okay.
I think she's in some sort of abusive relationship.
All right. What makes you think your friend's relationship is abusive?
Well, he slapped her.
Did you see this?
No, but she told me about it. She said they were rowing and he just slapped her. Well, to bring her to her senses, she said, but that's not right, is it?
No, there is never any excuse for violence.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they're a perfectly normal middle-class couple. She's not like, you know, a battered wife. She's not like something you see on TV.
Abuse can take many forms. It can happen to anyone. Class or background doesn't make any difference.
And even if she did attack him, it must have taken a lot of provocation. She used to be a really strong, independent woman, but since she got together with this bloke, she's... It's like she shrunk.
And you think this is because of her partner?
Husband, yeah. She's obviously terrified of him. But she won't admit it.
So would you describe his behaviour as controlling?
Yes. Very. Exactly.
I don't know if you're aware, but the law changed recently around what's called coercive control. It's now a criminal offence.
Yeah, I had heard something.
Well, tell me a bit more about this couple. How long have they been together?
Eddie's just finishing up with the pigs.
All right.
I can't believe this place.
Bit different from the old times.
It's like a palace. You've fallen on your feet, all right.
It ain't ours no more, though, Alf.
No, I get that.
We're just house-sitting. So everything stays exactly as you find it. Get my drift?
Oh, that's fine, Clary. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Good.
Hell?
Hello, Dad.
I wasn't sure he was going to come.
No. Well, thought it was time I made the effort.
Well, I'm very glad you did, my boy. I want this to be a new beginning for us all.
Well, that suits me. Hey, Dad. Do you still make cider?
Oh, of course.
Got any knocking around?
So is there anyone in your friend's family you could talk to?
Well, this is the problem. She hasn't actually admitted that he's being abusive. She keeps blaming herself.
That is very common.
And she's begged me not to tell anyone, especially her family.
If you were to pass on our phone number, do you think she might ring us herself?
Oh, I honestly don't know.
Then we can advise her one-to-one.
I'll try.
It can be completely anonymous if she wants.
Sure. She's in such denial, that's the trouble. I just don't know if she'll do it.
You want a top-up, son?
Ooh, won't say no. It's going no well this, Dad. You haven't lost your touch.
Here you go,
Ollie. Oh, hello there. What's your name, then?
Oh, that's Ollie, that is.
And you must be George.
Who are you?
This is your great-uncle, Elf.
How do?
Hello.
You're all right, Elf. Mum said you might turn up.
All right, Edward.
Here's the college boy.
What's that?
No, not really. I'm just doing a spraying course one day this week.
Which he passed with flying colours?
2 days next.
Oh, right.
Can I show him Lucky, Dad?
Yeah, sure.
Lucky?
Pet turkey.
Pet?
Don't ask.
So, where's this prized bird, then?
He's in a running garden.
Oh, lead me to it.
Uncle Alf?
Yeah?
Have you got a proper job now?
George!
Dad said you used to be a burglar.
Oh, you don't want to believe all you hear, George.
You okay here, Kirsty?
Yeah, fine.
You got everything you need?
Yeah, Fallon's just getting more ice.
She's doing very well, Jolene Archer.
Yeah, just like old times.
Ah, once you've done bar work, you never forget it.
I'm going to buy my little baby brother a drink.
Oh, that's good of you, Elfa. A pint of Shires, please.
Oh, there's already a couple in the barrel for you from Neil and Mike.
Oh, are there?
I don't care. This one's on me.
Oh, if I get a drink off everyone here, I'm not going to remember much about tonight.
And it's smashing so many have turned out.
And is this lovely lady the Lily of Leighton Cross?
You remember Alf, don't you, Jolene? Hello, Alf.
No, it can't be. Surely, you must be her daughter.
You ain't changed then.
Jolene's going to be doing the calling for the dances.
Well, I look forward to that.
Evening, Alf.
Oh,
hi, Wayne.
You brought your guitar, Wayne.
Well, blow me down, so I am.
What's that for, then?
I can't celebrate the birthday of an old country and western dude without some live music, can we?
Oh, brilliant. This party's getting better and better.
First couple, back to the top. Oh, I can't say, Eddie. You're still pretty nifty.
Well, thanks.
For a man of your age.
Shaky.
And swing your partner. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's not bad, is he?
He sure
He knows his way around that guitar.
This last song's a Wayne Toussaint original. Oh. Especially for tonight.
Do you know anything about this, Dad?
No.
And it's dedicated to our birthday boy. Let me tell you about a man. You seen him round in his white van. His cider makes a tough guy feel unsteady. The nicest fella ever born. He often wears a hat with horns. He's the Prince of Grundy's and his name is Eddie. Yeah. Now you can keep your kings and queens, your generals and your popes. Never shirk. Clary says he's cuddly as a teddy. He's the subject of my song, and if we clap, he'll sing along. Come on, Eddie! And Jolie, you too.
Oh, all right.
You could have told us, Wayne.
He's the Prince of Grundy's, that's my good friend Eddie. Now you can keep your kings and queens, your generals and your popes, your marquises, your viscounts, and your earls. They can't hold a candle to the man I introduced to you. Eddie is the Prince of Grundy World. I said Eddie is the Prince of Grundy World.
Was amazing. Let's hear it for Wayne Toussaint. And I also want to thank David and Ruth for letting us use their barn for this brilliant party. So, 65.
You don't look a day over 80.
Oh. It used to be time for, getting a carriage clock and putting your feet up, but I ain't ready for that. Since we moved back to Grange Farm, I feel like I've got a second chance and, I'm so lucky to have my family around me there and William and Nick just up the road and even my brother Alpha's come to help me celebrate tonight. But I tell you why I'm the luckiest man in Ambridge. No, in all of Borsetshire. And that's because of the woman who organised all this. We've had some ups and we've had some pretty big downs. But I could never have survived it if it wasn't for my Clary. And I love you, Clary.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, it's getting me all misted up.
So I want you all to raise your glasses to the woman who's put up with me for 34 years.
Well, I can't toast you, Clary. Me glasses...
To Clary!
To Clary!
So I reckon I've said enough, so... Let's carry on with the party.
Yay! I'll get you one, Joe. In fact, I'll get around it.
Oh, sir. Shires, Kirsty.
Pint.
Oh, please.
Oh.
What is it?
Could have sworn I had a couple of 20s in here.
No, don't worry, Mum, I'll get them. Goes through your fingers like water nowadays, isn't it?
It's me again, Helen. Same message. Just call me when you can.
Reckon Fallon needs you at the bar, love. It's round.
Oh, yeah, OK. I'm on my way.
I'll be in to cut the cake in a minute, Kirsty.
All right, I'll tell Clary.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but you've done good, Eddie.
Oh, well, thanks, Alf.
I know I'm the black sheep and I was always a bit jealous of what you had.
Yeah, like I said, but that's all forgotten, eh?
It ain't the things like house and car that matter, clothes and money and that, it's family, isn't it?
Yep.
You got your boys, your missus, your grandkids, but most of all you got Clary. And she's one in a million, Eddie.
Oh, she is that, mate.
You look after her.
Oh, I will. And I know I might be potless, living on someone's charity in a borrowed house, but tonight I feel like a millionaire.